Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
And it's time for your favorite game show on the radio.
Boom! One! Go ahead, Tory Lanez.
14.
Thank you. All right, let's meet our special guest celebrity judge. My boy, Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hi.
No. All right, Eric. Tell us about yourself. Tell us your life highlights.
What's my daily highlight?
No, your life highlights. Something like what do you do? How are you? Give me your resume.
I drive a street sweeper in Boston.
That is absolutely spectacular.
An essential job.
An amazing. Thank you so much for taking your time out to do this. I know that's a really, really important job. What do you do if there's a car there when the sign clearly says street sweeping Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and there's a car straight up disrespecting you? Do you throw some trash towards it or what?
No, I just call the meter maid.
A man with a good heart right here. I bet you that Eric would have jumped out of his car and saved that person who was in the car fire in Andover.
Oh, sure.
See? He would have jumped out of the street sweeper.
We all can say that now.
All right, Eric, here we're going to go through our day yesterday. It's just going to be myself and Melissa because Leroy and Pebbles aren't here. Leroy may or may not have COVID, and Pebbles is just taking the day off because she's as a precaution. Melissa and I don't care. We're bulletproof. All right, so here we go. I'll kick it off. Yesterday, I literally, and I'm not exaggerating here, I had to get in between my parents, like pushing them back because they were face to face. You know when people are arguing like face to face, like spit coming out of their mouth type of thing?
Yes.
Where you know it, like blows are about to happen?
Yes.
That basically was happening yesterday with my parents because they were arguing about anybody want to take a guess? Anybody want to take it? You're
something
never going to guess.
I was going to say something about the coronavirus.
Not even close.
All right.
They were arguing about, so my dad, he's the grandparent with my daughter who basically gives her whatever the hell she wants whenever the hell she wants. Like whatever it is she asks for, he gives it to her. So she loves him. My mother is a little more strict with that. So my dad has this thing where he gives my daughter snacks whenever she wants, mm-hmm. whether it's before a meal, after a meal, before she goes to bed, when she first wakes up in the morning. Whenever she wants a snack, she gets a snack. And my mother doesn't like that. So she hid the cookies that my dad usually gives my daughter. So when my mother got home from work, my father got in her face.
Oh, no.
Asking where the cookies are. And it turned, my mother didn't even put her purse down. She dropped her purse to the ground. They were face to face.
Oh, my God.
My mother's fists were balled up. She was about to hit my dad. I had to get in between, and I was like, yo, relax. You guys are fighting about stupid cookies. And at the end of the day, my mother still hasn't revealed where the cookies are.
Shut up. I was about to ask who won.
So my dad.
So Lucy never got the cookies?
She never got the cookies. My mother didn't reveal where they're hidden. My dad went out to the store and bought his own cookies. That was my day in quarantine. Melissa, to you?
Well, I supported two local businesses yesterday who I absolutely love. My friends at Idlewild Farm in Acton. So it started with me going to the doctor, which I was going to leave that for the end. Oh. But on the way back,
did you get that rash taken care of?
Shut up. I stopped at Idlewild. I got a bunch of stuff, including corn on the cob. I know it's not in season, but it's like my favorite. And then I also stopped at Dairy Joy in Weston on Route 117. Got a cheeseburger and fries, and I know they have ice cream there, too. But that place, if you haven't been to Dairy Joy, oh, my God. It's like one of those, you know, standalone spots where they sell ice cream and whatever.
She's trying to appeal to your inner fat kid, Eric.
No. But I will say, I was going to save the quote-unquote best for last. I spent 2 hours yesterday getting my boobs smushed but between two plates.
Okay. Like a fetish thing?
And I will say, no.
You put it online?
I was at the doctor getting a follow-up mammogram. I had a couple of things happen a little while back, so they were just checking to make sure that I was still healthy.
Are you good?
After 2 hours and them having to retake all the different pictures, and I don't know if you guys have ever had your testicles smushed between two metal plates before or two flat plates.
Not by my doctor.
It's very
only by Leroy.
It's very painful, and it is comfortable. But yes, I thank goodness and thank God that I am okay. But that was what I spent 2 hours doing yesterday.
Very nice.
It sucked very much.
All right, I broke up a fight between my parents, and Melissa had a doctor's appointment. Eric, who won quarantine yesterday?
I have one question.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Melissa, were you wearing a thong during all this?
I actually do not wear...
I wasn't wearing underwear either when I broke up the fight.
I don't wear... I just don't.
She goes
don't
commando.
Wear. I don't. So I wasn't. No, I was not.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with... Melissa.
I woke up in the...
Wow.
I thought he was going to say you after that.
Son of a...
I love it.
All right, tomorrow my story is I was getting a physical examination by a hot nurse.
Shut up. Who was wearing a thong.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thank you very much.
Eric,
Melissa,
thank you.
This is crazy.
Here's the deal.
We couldn't have scripted this any better.
No.
We're going into tomorrow, the final day of Who Won Quarantine,
yep,
in a tie.
No, I have 11.
You have 11?
Yeah, because I haven't put it up there yet. So I'm winning by one. So,
so
this can end in a tie. There's no way you can beat me.
Oh.
The only way, it could end in a tie. That's it.
I need to do something today.
And I got to be honest with you. When we started doing this, I was going to bow out because I knew I am literally the most unproductive person during this whole quarantine
thing. You just won
thing.
Because you had a freaking mammogram.
Listen, you go get your
and
testicles.
And Eric was like, well, what are you wearing?
Shut up. I can't believe he asked.
Unbelievable.
He's like, I have one question.
Unbelievable.
Where is this going?
Unbelievable. Right. Wow. Okay, so Melissa's currently in the lead, 11. I'm 10. Pebbles and Leroy, they're not even in the game anymore. So tomorrow I need to win to pull off a tie.
Yep.
For phase one, let's be honest, we'll be bringing this back of Who Won Quarantine.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.